How do we pray? Simple. Say, Lord, will you wave your hand over Egypt? Release, even right now, release your power over the church of Jesus Christ in Egypt to the apostolic leader, that they will arise, and at the same time, release the spirit of the fear of the Lord across the land. Stop the God, no, not godly, stop ungodly leaders that will resist your purpose for Egypt. That's how we should pray. From now and all the way until end time. Second decree. Verse 18. It's getting exciting. I love the second one and the third one, and all the more, all the way. Second decree, which is verse 18. Second prophetic decree. God will send revival and awakening. I tell you, this is so specific. In five cities of Egypt. In fact, God will raise up five cities of refuge in Egypt, specifically for the Jew. Do you know why? Even if you read this verse, verse 18, the Bible prophesied that Egyptians will speak Hebrew. You know why they will speak Hebrew? They are preparing themselves to evangelize to the Jewish people when they come. Remember, I talked about that Jewish people will come all over Israel to Egypt as well as Assyria. Actually, right now, there are Egyptians who are learning Hebrews right now because of this prophecy. God is preparing them. They'll be the front, remember, first line of defense in provoking Israel to jealousy. But God will raise up, I tell you, this is intense. First of all, it's an Islamic nation. In the middle of Islamic nation, five cities of refuge of God will be raised up. They will speak Hebrew. They will boldly declare their allegiance to Jesus. This is intense, man. And they will take the Jewish people in, just like the parable of the sheep and goat in Matthew 25. This is what it is about. We've got to pray for them that God raise up this five city of refuge. We don't know, except we know one. Because the Bible says it's city of destruction, which is the suburb of Cairo. City of sun, the right translation. Okay, let's read verse 18. Verse 18. The second prophetic promise of Egypt. God will raise up Egypt, five city as a revival center. More than just revival center. It will be a city of refuge. Like Goshen, one more time. Remember Goshen? In Exodus, no. Genesis 46, one Goshen. In Isaiah 19, there will be five Goshen to provide refuge for Israel. Verse 18. In that day, five cities in the land of Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear by the Lord of hosts. One will be called the city of destruction. We don't know which five. Maybe we should migrate there. Stay in Egypt. We think if I know, I want. No, at least I know one. At the suburb of Cairo. Make sure the right one. I didn't miss. No, but the point is this. God is going to raise up five city of refuge. Okay. Next, the third one. Verse 19 to 22. Wow, it's getting more intense. This is exciting. The third prophetic decree. Verse 19 to 22. This is the most... This is clearest. I mean, the longest one, 19, 20, 21, the four verses. The third prophetic decree. God will raise up house of prayer movement in Egypt, resulting in the entire nation turning to Jesus. This is what will happen. He will raise up prayer movement, and the prayer movement first will release the protection of God against oppressors. Okay. Then you release the judgment of God against the wicked leader in Egypt. Then you will release healing of God upon the land of Egypt. The whole land, the first nation on the earth, completely turned to Jesus. National salvation. Let's read through it. Verse 19. In that day, that's where we need to pray. If I tell you if I have money, I'm going to pump money. Yeah, pump money to Egypt. Praying too that God will raise up houses of prayer in Egypt because it's going to be vital. Yeah, the front line. Verse 19. In that day, talking about God will raise up a worship, end time worship and prayer movement. In that day, there will be altar to the Lord in the midst of the land and a pillar to the Lord in his border. God will raise up houses of prayer. Verse 20, he will raise up Egyptian church as his voice, and through Egyptian praying church, he will release protection upon the nations against oppressor. That's verse 20. It will be for a sign and for a witness to the Lord of hosts. God will raise up forerunners in the Egyptian church. More than that, they will cry to the Lord because of oppressors. And God will hear their cry. He will send protection. He will send deliverers. That's where he will send them a savior and the mighty one, and they will deliver them. Because as a result of prayer, protection and deliverance will come. Verse 21. This is powerful. Verse 21, because entire nations will turn to the Lord. I don't know how long. Entire nations will turn to the Lord. It's going to be the first nation. Now, please, guys, please understand this. We have this idea that when Jesus returns second time, snap of the finger, wave of the hand, the whole world will be transformed. Do you know that the millennium kingdom, the transformation will be progressive? That's why it takes 1,000 years. I'll tell you why as I go along the way. But Egypt will be first one. And out of Egypt, out of Assyria, out of Israel, that's why verse 22 talks about all three will come together. Out of that, there will be the prototype where the glory of God will spread through all nations around the world until the whole world is discipled, coming to the salvation of Jesus. Jesus will come before the Father together with the church. Oh, come Father, the world is ready. Come right now. The tabernacle of the Father will come down. That's what it is about. Okay, let's read. Let's run through fast. I'm getting more excited. Can you give me another 5 minutes? That means it'll end about slightly past 5. No, slightly past 9:30. Verse 21. Then the Lord will be known to Egypt. Egypt will know the Lord. Wow. Entire nations will turn to Jesus. How can it not be when Jesus land at your front door? Ayo, I tell you, Jesus land at the front door, you still haven't repent. You must be really blind. So the whole nation turned. Egypt, what did he say? The Lord will be known to Egypt and Egyptians will know the Lord. Wow, I tell you. Pray. You can use this to pray for Singapore. The Lord will be known to Singapore and Singaporeans will be known to the Lord. Oh God, send transformation upon Singapore. All this you can apply for your own nations too, in principle. Okay? And in that day, they will make sacrifices and offering. I like this. Yes, they will make a vow to the Lord and perform it. You know, many have said yes. Not many have done it. They make the vow, they will do it. The whole nation will turn to Jesus. First nation, entire nation, turn to the Lord. Okay, next, fourth decree, verse 23, talks about the highway, Egypt and Assyria. You must understand this. This is God's promise to bring reconciliation between the sons of Abraham. You must understand, God is just. Remember, God said, I will make a covenant through Abraham, through Isaac, and so on and so on. But God did promise the sons of Abraham, one of them is Ishmael. I will make Ishmael great too. But Abraham has more than two sons. Okay? Egyptian. Who do you think Egyptians are? Egyptians are the sons of Ishmael. Who is Ishmael's mother? Hagar. Hagar is Egypt. I mean, not Egypt. Hagar is Egyptian. So Ishmael is half an Egyptian. That's why after that, he went down south. He went down south. But God promised. That's why God is faithful. You know, read this and you realize, wow, God, you are faithful. You will keep your covenant. That's why Egypt will play a major role. Okay? So the sons of Egypt are, sons of Egypt are who? The sons of Ishmael. The sons of Abraham. Now Assyrians. Who do you think are the Assyrians? Do you know Abraham has another wife? after Sarah died, write this down, no time to read through. Genesis 25. Read through the whole Genesis 25. Read through this few, okay? Genesis 16, Genesis 21, Genesis 25. Because talk about sons of Abraham. That means Isaac's son, Ishmael's son, as well as Abraham has another wife. He didn't commit affairs or polygamy. After Sarah died, he married again. He married another wife. Many of us are not aware. The wife is called Keturah. Keturah has six sons. I think it's six sons. Zimran, Joshan, Midian. Midian, that's where you get Midianites. Okay. Ishbak, Shaud. Okay. All of them, after Abraham died, Abraham sent them east. They scattered around Jordan, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon area. They mainly form the Assyrians. Okay, so Assyrians are the sons of Abraham. So are the Egyptians, the sons of Abraham. You know what is this fourth prophetic decree? God will bring reconciliation. Remember Paul talked about you bring forth one new man. The first reconciliation was between the sons of Abraham, Ishmael, and the sons of Keturah. Then later, Israel will become, which is a fulfillment of what Paul prophesied, one new man, Gentiles and Jew. But of course, they are different level. First, there will be a reconciliation between the Arab Christians. Do you know the Arab Christians, they don't get along very well? They don't. I remember I was in South Africa many years back. I was talking to an Iraqi. I tell you, after talking to him, he started cursing the Egyptian Christian. And so on. He said, God deserves. No, he didn't curse the Egyptian. He cursed the Kuwaitis. Because during time, Saddam Hussein just invaded Kuwait and so on. Oh, I said, wow, unbelievable. Said, yeah, I deserve it, man. You don't know how the Kuwaitis are cocky and so on. God, judge them. They deserve it. So the first level, there'll be reconciliation between the Arab Christian. That means the sons of Ishmael and the sons of Keturah will come together. Christians. Christians in Egypt and Arab will have unity. It will be powerful. They will pray together. That's why verse 23 talks about highway being built. They'll be connected. Of course, he went further. Relational, national, spiritual. That's what it is about. And in the Bible, especially the book of Isaiah, talks a lot about the highway. Okay, a lot is to do with reconciliation. Let me just read you quickly. Then I'll go to the last one. Because the last one is important. Verse 23. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. And the Assyrians will come into Egypt. And the Egyptian into Assyria. And the Egyptian will serve with the Assyrians. There will be a reconciliation. Remember, I talked about the intensity will progress from individual to regional to national, now global. The last one will be millennium. Let me just read through it and explain to you what it is. I tell you, this is powerful. This is powerful because the fifth prophetic decree basically talk about Israel, Egypt, Assyria will be unified. They will become one, and all three nations will form one as a blessing to the earth in the millennium kingdom. You must understand this. You must understand this. First of all, is this. When Jesus comes back, he will march into Jerusalem. He will reign from Jerusalem. He will begin to transform the earth progressively. He will work from Jerusalem. That's why Revelation talks about he will send kings and priests. It will be progressive. Okay? Israel, Egypt, Assyria will be the initial millennium kingdom of God. It will be the prototype of what God wants of the godly nation. Say, how can it be? First of all, please understand this. You know the promised land that God promised? Israel? Is that big? That will be the millennium kingdom of Jesus when he comes back. That's why all three will come into one. That's why when you read Isaiah 19 verse 25, Egypt is called what? My people. It's the name of Israel. Assyria will be called the work of my hand, or some call it the handicap. Not handicap. Handiworks of God. Not handicap. In God's kingdom, there's no handicap. Handiworks of God. Then Israel will be called what? my inheritance. They will all become one. Who are they, all three of them? Sons of Abraham. They will assume to become one. One more thing. Do you know that? I'm going to teach you about Millennium Kingdom actually this month, but it will be March. You know, one thing about Millennium Kingdom is about the restored Garden of Eden. Give you a few verses. Isaiah 35, verse 1 to 8. Isaiah 51, verse 3. Ezekiel 34, verse 29. Ezekiel 36, verse 35. Ezekiel 47, verse 6 to 12. Do you know where is Garden of Eden? You know how big is Garden of Eden? Many people thought it's only Baghdad. Garden of Eden is slightly below Egypt. Comes out, stretch all the way to Baghdad, which is the modern day Iraq, capital of Iraq, all the way up to Syria, including Israel. It will be the first restored Garden of Eden, where there will be an open heaven. Remember, what's the guy's name? Jacob saw that heaven open. There will be an open heaven, glory of God that will fall down. Remember Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, the glory of God will cover the earth as water covered the sea. The glory of God will fill this three nations, and slowly it will spread through all the nation until the whole nation is being, not whole nation, the whole world is being transformed in the millennium kingdom for 1,000 years, and Jesus will surrender this whole nation, no, the whole world unto God. This is what this is about. We'll be through Egypt, Assyria, and Israel. All three will be one. The national identity is no longer just Israel, Egypt, or Assyria. It will be the kingdom of Jesus. Let me read this. I'll just give you one more verse and that's it. Isaiah 19, verse 24. In that day, Israel will be one of the three with Egypt and Assyria. There will be blessings in the midst of the land. Actually, the better translation, the more accurate translation there. All three in that day. That means as they move into the Malayan kingdom, there will be a blessings to the whole earth. Through these three nations, which is the initial boundary line of the Millennium Kingdom of Jesus, or the initial boundary line of the restored Garden of Eden, glory of God will expand slowly out. They will be the prototype. They will be the what do you call? They'll be the prototype. They will be the They will use these three nations and slowly spread out. Verse 25, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hand, and Israel, my inheritance. It will be the restored Garden of Eden moving from there. Turn with me one last verse, then that's it. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. You know how high is that destiny of Egypt? Don't even factor Singapore in. Don't even count USA. But Egypt, Assyria, Israel. We've got to pray for this three nations. You know, that's why we need to understand what the Millennium Kingdom. You know what the Millennium Kingdom is about? Millennium Kingdom is about Jesus fulfilling the Great Commission. You know, the Great Commission is not about gospel being preached. That's called the weakness of the gospel to the nation. Matthew 24, verse 14. What is the Great Commission? Jesus said what? Go ye therefore to all nations, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. That means the value of Jesus will have to be penetrated 100% into every strata of society, where we understand it by the seven mountains. Education, family, military, politics, economy, media, entertainment, so on and so on. You know, I was just reading through something. This reliable church growth statistician said this. At the moment right now, you know how many percent of Great Commission is being fulfilled around the world? Guess. No, if you define Great Commission correctly, a lot of us, when we define Great Commission, it's not Great Commission, it's Great Evangelism. Great Commission, that means the glory and the kingdom of God's value have to penetrate into all strata of society. At the moment right now, around the world, you think it's how many percent? At best, 10%. We are not going to do it until Jesus comes back. That's what it is about. From Egypt, from Assyria, from Israel, they will become the initial boundary line of the millennial kingdom, and the Garden of Eden, slowly nation will be transformed. Our cry at the first time is, come Lord Jesus. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 15, sorry. Now I'm going to end. That's where we need to pray for Egypt. She played a vital role. Vital role. 1 Corinthians 15. When Jesus has done all the discipling, there's two powerful prayers. One at the end of the age is, come Lord Jesus. Revelation 22 verse 17. There'll be one more at the end of the millennium kingdom where Jesus has discipled the whole nation. World is transformed. Jesus will gather the church. It'll be even more anointed prayer. So now ready? We cry out, oh, come Father. The world is ready for your throne. Come Father. Revelation 21 verse 3. The throne of God will come down and tabernacle with the world forever, because God will cleanse the whole earth. The whole earth will be ready to receive the Father. The Great Commission will be fulfilled. That's what it is about. 1 Corinthians 15. I'm going to read this, then end. Joy, can you come and pray? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24. Then comes the end, when Jesus will deliver the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and authority and power. If you know the timeline, you throw in Revelation 20, 21, 23, this is not talking about millennium, this is not talking about end of the age. It's talking about end of millennium kingdom, where Jesus will reign, fight the one more battle, because if you read the next verse, he will confront the last enemy. Which is the last enemy? Death. Do you know that death is not overcome in millennium kingdom? When is death overcome? Great white throne judgment. Do you know millennium kingdom, there will still be people who die, except those who are resurrected and raptured, just that you live longer. This is referring to the end of millennium kingdom, when Jesus has discipled the whole world. And he said, Father, this is ready. Now come. Revelation 21, verse 3. Last one more verse, then end. Verse 28. Let's read verse 27. For he has put all things under his feet. When he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Listen to verse 26. Verse 28. Now when all things are mixed subject to him, the Son himself will also be subject to him, which is the Father, who will put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Powerful, isn't it? Now you understand the role of Egypt. Vital. Vital. We got to pray for Egypt. Of course, along the way, Assyrian. I still don't have much understanding of Assyrians. Now, I'm sharing this so that we have a little bit of understanding. We've got to build a deeper understanding so that we can be the voice of God. We know what is going to come. We roughly know where this is heading to. But there's something bigger. You will not fully understand what is happening right now unless you understand in the context of Isaiah 19. There will be revival that will break out. God will wave his hand. There will be a city of refuge. There will be a reconciliation. The whole nation will turn into the Lord. Egypt will be the first nation, together with Israel and Assyrian. They will disciple the nations. Amen.